Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. Jane, what a wild Friday we just had in the AI world, huh? The market certainly felt it.
Absolutely, Paul. The news from Moonshot AI out of China really sent shockwaves through the market, didn't it? We saw U.S. tech stocks tumble by over $850 billion at the open.
That's a massive hit, Jane, and it all started with the announcement of their Kimi K3 artificial intelligence model. OpenAI even chimed in, praising its performance, which is quite something.
That's right, Paul. An executive at OpenAI's Strategic Futures Division noted Kimi K3 performs incredibly well in coding sessions. It's reportedly on par with the best public models from the first quarter of 2026, though the running costs are said to be high.
So it's not just hype, then. Wall Street analysts are clearly taking this seriously, assessing the competitive threat to U.S. firms. This has really put the domestic AI valuation rally under scrutiny, wouldn't you say?
Definitely, Paul. And to add to that, we're hearing that Kimi K3 actually matched GPT-5.5 performance at a lower cost, according to Next.js creator Guillermo Rauch. That's a significant competitive edge.
Wow, lower cost and top-tier performance. Speaking of benchmarks, Elon Musk is already teasing Grok 4.6, a 2 trillion parameter model, nearing completion next week. He's clearly targeting Kimi K3's benchmark.
It's a rapid arms race, isn't it, Paul? Everyone is pushing the boundaries. And on a related note, Chamath Palihapitiya actually warned that restricting open-source AI could seriously harm U.S. competitiveness.
That's an interesting point, Jane. He suggested proprietary tokens could cost U.S. firms 50 times more, which is a huge number. It makes you wonder about the long-term strategy for the U.S.
Exactly. And circling back to Moonshot AI, we learned today that its founder, Yang, voluntarily left the U.S. and even turned down an Apple job offer to build Moonshot. That's some serious dedication to his vision.
That's a powerful statement, Jane. Away from the market drama for a moment, Anthropic is integrating a Rust-ported bun runtime into Claude Code for a performance boost. They say it's 10% faster on Linux.
Yes, it's a quiet but important optimization, Paul. And in other regulatory news, the EU has ordered Google to open up 11 Android features to rival AI assistants by July 2027. This really aims to dismantle Google's advantage.
That's a big move by the EU, Jane, forcing Google to share access to things like always-on microphones and cameras. And speaking of big moves, Moonshot AI is fast-tracking a Hong Kong IPO to 6 months at a $30 billion valuation.
That IPO plan certainly rides the wave of Kimi K3's success, Paul. Their annual recurring revenue jumped from $200 million to $300 million in just 2 months. Investors are clearly eager.
Absolutely. And Ollama, a platform for open models, just secured $88 million in funding. They're seeing rapid enterprise and developer adoption, calling it the personal computer moment for AI.
That's a great way to put it, Paul. It shows the growing belief that AI should be accessible to everyone to build and customize. It's a very exciting space to watch right now.
It certainly is, Jane. One last quick one. WordPress had to patch a critical vulnerability, and security researchers actually reproduced the exploit using AI in minutes. That's a rapid shift in vulnerability discovery speeds.
That's a concerning development, Paul, highlighting how AI can accelerate both good and bad outcomes in cybersecurity. It's something we'll need to keep a close eye on.
Indeed, Jane. And finally, in market news, Apple has actually overtaken NVIDIA to reclaim the world's most valuable company title at $4.88 trillion. Investors are shifting their AI preferences.
Yes, Paul. It shows that while NVIDIA had its moment, the market is now looking at companies like Apple that can integrate AI across a massive consumer base. It's a fascinating reevaluation.
It truly is. And that's the MergeSort AI Digest for July 19th, 2026.
Thank you, Jane, for your insights. We'll see you next time.